If I want to get a little fat, the grease is, where is it at? Hot damn. That's what I like. My name is Mr. Hawk. The main thing I come here for on a Friday night like this, cheesesteak is my number one thing. He give you a big, maybe like 15-inch cheesesteak sub, and he just packs the meat in there. Finger licking good. And I ain't talking about the kernels. Ain't that right?
My name is Muhammad Hassan.
My name is Omar Farouk.
American Wings and Pizza. 2400 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218.
That's the fryer, and that's a grill.
When I bought this business 12 years ago, people used to come from DC, Delaware, New York, believe it or not, to buy the buffalo wings.
Okay, these buckets that we have are buckets that we use in tossing the wings and adding the flavors to the wings. We got 25 different flavors of wings. This is what they call honey barbecue gold, 24 carats, 12 buffalo wings.
List off the countries, different countries that your employees are from.
They're from Ghana, Mali,
Guatemala,
Salvador,
Senegal,
Djibouti, Somalia,
Tunisia, Algeria.
I'm from India, Pakistan.
The name of the place, American Wings. And America, United States, is the melting pot. Like, you have people from all walks of lives, you know, from different nations, different religion, different backgrounds, working in this place. So it makes it unique in a way that you can learn different cultures and different religions from different people.
Come on, who's up a label?
Hassan.
Hassan.
Yeah. H-A-S-S-A-N.
Where are you from? D'où venez-vous?
I'm from Djibouti, East Africa.
Baltimore, start to play?
Oui, oui. It's a très beau, c'est le très joli Baltimore.
It really is a beautiful thing that this is the kitchen of a place called American Wings and Pizza.
Yes, you know, instead of United Nations of Wings and Pizza. I came from Ghana, capital city, Accra. And Accra is a city within a city itself. Even though it's a capital city, I'm from a city called Nima in Accra. And this town, Nima in Accra, is one of the poorest neighborhoods that you find in Accra. I came to Baltimore and used to and see all those people sleeping on the side of the street. It was kind of mind-blowing to me. You don't see those things even in Accra. So I remember when I first came to the United States, I had a habit of, even though I have good jobs, I always try to be humble. So I used to sleep on the floor, just try to feel what they feel. I recently bought me a bed about a year ago, after all these years. And I fast every Monday and Thursday so you can feel how other people are feeling that don't have food. And I've been doing this for 15 years. Every Monday and Thursday I fast. I majored in business management and accounting. It's just that I have passion for this. You can make as much money as you want, but if you're not really happy or have passion for what you're doing, it doesn't serve you right. And I have passion for this.
Hassan said something very similar to me because, you know, he had the background and yeah. He had like computer tech stuff too, and he could have sat at a desk at a cubicle his whole life and been totally fine and had a stable. He prefers this too.
He prefers this. Look at him.
Working behind the desk, you're working for somebody else. Working in the pizza store, you're working for you. So basically, I don't think so any job is big or small, but it's really good to have my own business. That's what I choose to do, and that's what it is. Like, I've been working here in the pizza store for like 12 years, and we had a couple of armed robberies, and I got shot multiple times. So one time I got shot on my head and my hand, and I survived. I was in the hospital for like 12 hours. And then one time I was leaving out the store, and then somebody shot me in the back. The criminal, their crime don't have no address. It just come along when wherever you work. Every business have a story like that. It's just you have to be really patient with the people, and we have to really be patient with the community instead of just quitting the job just because somebody trying to scare you with a gun and try to shoot you. I'm not scared of death. And it's just we're going to come one day or the other. I don't know which way I'm going to go, but it is what it is. This neighborhood is my second home. Like, I can consider this my first home because my wife said I'm seldom home and I'm mostly at work. So this neighborhood has been really good to me all the time. The neighborhood really support my business. They still love me. They still know me as who I am, and they know me by my name. So this is actually American Wings and Pizza, but people call him Sam's Pizza. So they name me as a Sam over here. So I'm just a little Sam. And they just call me Sam, so that's what it is.
I appreciate the time you took today. Is there anything else you wanted to share that I neglected to ask you about?
Yeah, I just love my wife and my kids, and I want them to understand that if this is not for them, then it's for nobody else. I just love them so much.